Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir sponsored Lo Yinishmas Arbiak HaShalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevomes Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings, in the end of the Amud, the words of the Mishnah. It says, Midrash Dosh Abelozer Ben Masyo. The Blozer Ben Masyo Dashen, that says, Isha Gusha Meisha, that Gerusha can happen only from the husband and not from somebody else. The Gemara, and by us, says, that Omar Yuno Marav, Rabbi Lozor should have dashen Marganiso. He should have dashen a jewel. Vidorosh Bechaspo, and he dashen a piece of clay. His drush is not so great. What's the better drush he could have dashened? Vyisha Grusha Meisha. Afilul and his Garsha Elam Isha. Even if she's divorced only from her husband, not for anybody else. Psula Lakuna, meaning if her husband gave a get to his wife that says that she's divorced, but she's not allowed to marry anybody. Even though it's not a real get, it's reyach haget, the poisel v'kehuna. And this is the better drasha, so to speak, that Rabbi Lozor should have darshan. And this Gemara is very hard to understand in the words of what Rav Yehuda Marav is saying. First of all, why Rabbi Lozor did not darshan if it's a better drasha? And when do you take a drasha of a Tano and you say, it's not such a good drasha. It's a chaspo, it's a piece of clay. It's not a marganisa, it's not a jewel. You're not allowed to lower Divrei Torah. The Gemara in Eruvin Daf Samech Daled says, anyone who says Shmua Zu No V'Zo Eina No, this is a nice word, this is a not nice word, Me'abed Hoina Shel Torah. He devalues Torah. How could the Rav Yehuda Marav say that Rav Lozor Ben Masyo did not dash it so well? What's shot in the score? What is the Gemara trying to tell us? So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, the Gevaldik Goyin who wrote a Sefer on the Sefer and Mitzvahs of the Rasag, explains in Mitzvahs Aseh and Gimel the following, based on the Maharam in Lublin in his Tshuva Sefer and Siman Kufchav Gimel. And there the Maharam asks a Gevaldika question. He says, when the Torah describes a divorce, the Torah clearly says that the husband did not like his wife. Torah says, he found something wrong with her, even according to Beis Hillel. That doesn't mean that he found a real Aveiro, but he doesn't like her. And then the Torah goes on to speak about another husband and says, Usneyo Isha Charon, the Kosal Aser Krisus. He hated her. There's a hatred. There's an animosity between the husband and wife. That's why he's divorcing her. That's a simple pshat in the Pasuk. Says about Rami Lublin. So if so, where do we find that a husband can divorce his wife out of love? We know that if a husband is afraid that he may die in the war, he gives a get to his wife so she won't be a guna. Or her husband is about to die, has no children. He doesn't want his wife to have to go through chalitza and yibum. He gives her a get just in case he dies without children. This is a get done with ahava, with love. This is a get done for her own benefit. It's not because of because he's angry at her or because he hates her. Says the Maharam in Lublin, where is the makor, where is the source that this get works? Where is the source that you can do such a get? And says the Maharam in Lublin, that since he was a bacher, this thing bothered him so much. How can he do such a get? Where is the source? Zog the Maharam in Lublin, our Gemara is the source. Because in our Gemara, you have somebody giving a get to his wife, and she's not muteres to anybody. She's not allowed to marry anybody. And the Torah darshens, Grusha Meisha, this get works. At least it's a Reach HaGet, Shapois HaVakiuno. This get works. Why should the Torah allow such a get, says the Maharam? What about Darchea Dachinoya? This woman is just suffering from this get. She just has problems from it. Which type of get is that she can't go marry somebody else? Says the Maharam in Lublin, Al Kochecho, this get is our case, the case he's talking about. Is a husband who loves his wife. He wants to give her a get to make sure she doesn't have to have yibum. So he gives her a get and says, here's your get. But not for you to go marry somebody else. That's not the purpose of this get. This get is for other purposes. Here is where the Torah is mechadesh, that there is a get me'ava. And add the Maharam in Lublin, that according to this, there's really two types of get in the Torah, and they're written in two different places. The place that we're speaking about a regular get, that you marry somebody else, it's written in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, in Sefer Dvar. But the place where you're speaking about Isha Grusha Meisha, the Rosh of Har Gemara, is in Sefer Vayikra. It's regarding the Kohanim. Says the Maharam, because there's two different types of get. There's a get me'ava, and there's a get misina. There's a get that comes from love, there's a get that comes from hate. And Rabbi Ruchim Perla adds in it more, and he says that there's enough kamina and halacha between the two things. Because this type of get that our Gemara is talking about, that you could do a get that doesn't allow to marry anybody else, works only in a get me'ava. But in a regular get, if someone does a shear in the get, he says, I can divorce you except for Pliny, except for only one person, that get doesn't work. There's enough kamina between get me'ava that you could have a shear, and a get misina that you cannot have any shear, any exception to the get. Says the Ruch Perla, now we can understand our Gemara so clearly. Because in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Elazar is saying, Isha Grusha Meisha, you need to be divorced from your husband, not for somebody else. What's the Chiddush? Of course you can't be divorced from somebody else. But Rabbi Elazar wants to be Miramez on this Chiddush. That when you have a get Me'avo, a get that's coming out of love, that get can have an exception to the whole world. Isha Grusha Meisha, I feel it is Gasha Ela Meisha. He wants to be Miramez to that. But he doesn't want to write it clearly. Because that can be confusing between get me'av or get me'sina. People may get mixed up between the two. They're not exactly the same. It's very detailed. So therefore, a blow that just said a remiss. There's a get that doesn't work for somebody else. Master, but for the husband, it works even though it's not really effective. So a blow is miramis to that thing. And that's what Rav Yudah Marav says. The Rav Blozer gave us a chaspo, similar to what the Gemara said 2 days ago. If you want to pick up the clay, you want to find the jewel. He's giving us the cover-up. He's giving us what's covering up the jewel. He's giving us a remez that there's something deeper over here. And that's what Rabbi Yudah Marav says. Well, Rabbi Elazar should have said better. Not that he should have said better. Rabbi Elazar meant to say better. Rabbi Elazar is miramis to us to something better. It's not a lower divertoyer, a greater divertoyer. But the divertoyer that Rabbi Elazar is saying is coming to miramis to something much deeper, to the marganis which is being hidden, to the big, tremendous chiddush that is such a thing called get me'avo. It has completely different halachas than the regular get. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.